There was a few impressive performances this year in Bella Buffet. Cove turned us over, UCD turned us over more recently, but probably even more impressive than UCD was the Longford performance, where they scored four against us and could have been a lot more, to put it that way to you. And if we defend like we defended against them the last time, we'll get nothing out of it. They're a very good side. Some hugely talented players, the likes of Dylan McGlade, Sam Thurden, who all scored against us the last time, and they'll bring with it a huge amount of problems on Friday night.
Yeah. So what happened them on Saturday night? Oh, you were at the game. They're losing out at home to Cove Ramblers.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, but you know, don't drive Cove off either. And I said that. I mean, Cove bet us fair and square in Bella Buffet also. To be fair to Longford, had they scored first, did the majority possession and played some beautiful football. Had they scored first, they probably would have gone on to win it, but they didn't. And Cove were extremely resilient, and they themselves have quality at the other end of the pitch, and that's the way it turned out. But it was very, very similar to our game against Cove in the basis that we couldn't score first, they did, and they deserved to win. But, that's Longford coming here then on the back of that, where if they get a backlash, you know, we're going to struggle. But as I said, they're the first team to score four goals against us in Bella Buffet since Dundalk were there years ago. And that itself just shows what capability they have. Like,
Harps of late have been doing probably slightly better on the road than at home. I mean, that has been a factor, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, I spent a lot of time, and indeed Paul Hegarty trying to put a finger on this. You know, I think we feel that there might be a little bit of expectation at home. Some of it good, some of it maybe not so good. Where just because we bet Drogheda by hanging on by a thread up in Drogheda doesn't mean you're going to beat them at home or you're going to beat the similar quality at home. We've the younger lads themselves, as I said, from day one, need backing by everybody, and 98% of them do. And especially at home, it brings with it a little bit more pressure to the younger lads that are there. There's one or two younger lads that maybe made mistakes against Longford the last time, that probably got unfair criticism from their home supporters, but dug in to their credit and worked on their confidence to get it back again, and were great up in Drogheda the last night. And we need everybody to be on that same wavelength. No problem with people giving me abuse and shouting at me. That's part of it. I've no problem with that whatsoever. But there's that little bit of trying to protect the younger lads that maybe had setbacks when they were younger in their career, and they're still very, very young, to put it that way to you. You can't overprotect them either, do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. But maybe that's a bit of it. But we've addressed it and we've spoken about it. And please God, we'll have a little bit more about us on Friday night, but we need to.